Hey, it's Ryan, man. Coming to the Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos end up trading Von Miller, storied linebacker with the Denver Broncos for so many seasons. End up trading him to the Los Angeles Rams. And sad to see Von Miller go. I think some of us knew this was a possibility. I think I mentioned it on the podcast for the Washington football team, the Broncos game, the one I just posted a little while ago. You know, it's sad to see Von go, but I get it. The Broncos have a lot of young talent. We're still developing that young talent. We're still trying to get over this hangover from Super Bowl 50. And Von Miller started out the season well, but I try to look at it a little more realistically, being a little more of a seasoned fan now. Against the bigger teams, he was a little more of a no-show. And not taking anything away from Von Miller. Will be a storied Bronco, historic Bronco, Ring of Famer, Hall of Famer, and everything. But when you're not getting the, how shall we put it, the year of Super Bowl 50, when you're not getting that production out of Von Miller, and we have the other areas we know we're going to need to address past this season, makes sense to trade him if you can get a good deal. And in my opinion, the Broncos got a great deal for him, a 2022 second-round pick and third-round pick. That's pretty good. In my opinion, that's pretty good. And it is, yeah, it's going to be hard to see Von Miller in another jersey. But the Rams are one of the Super Bowl favorites coming out of the NFC. We didn't trade Von Miller within the AFC. And if the Rams make it to the Super Bowl, you try to tell me you're not going to be cheering for the Rams on Super Bowl Sunday if you see Von Miller on the defensive side of the ball. I know I will be. They'll be my Super Bowl favorite as long as they're not playing the Broncos. But makes sense. Hard to see Von Miller go. But really, in today's NFL, players normally don't stay with their team through their entire career. I mean, Peyton Manning, we got him because the Colts didn't keep him through the end. Brett Favre did not finish his career in Green Bay. Tom Brady's in Tampa Bay. I even look back way back to the Reggie White trade to the Packers, or the signing by the Packers, I should say. You know, great players don't always finish with the same team, although historically, you never think of that last team they were with. I got to say, probably Peyton Manning's an exception to that rule. I think he'll always be remembered in orange and blue just as fondly as he was in a Colts uniform. And obviously Drew Brees. Drew Brees is another one. You know, you actually don't think of Drew Brees as much in a Chargers uniform as you do in a Saints uniform. You really don't. And, you know, Von Miller deserves the opportunity to go see what he can do and see if he can create a new fearsome foursome, or maybe in the Rams' case, a fearsome threesome in Los Angeles, and see if he can help the Rams get back to that Super Bowl this year, because they are loaded and they are an explosive team this year ever since they got Matt Stafford at the quarterback position. Broncos are going to eat the rest of Von Miller's salary this year, basically, except some chump change. That's pretty standard in the NFL on trades these days. But I really think the Broncos got good value in the trade. Just where we are right now makes sense. Whether you want to say we're fighting for a wild card, whether you want to say with the tough schedule coming up, that's even hopeful or optimistic. Makes sense to get some stuff back for him that'll help us in the future. Plus, as I said, some of the moves that George Payton has made to bring other players in, and some of those players have already produced for us. It just makes sense if Von's not really being the game wrecker for us anymore, to go ahead and allow him to move on, allow us to get some compensation for him, because we weren't bringing him back next year. And as hard as that is to hear, Broncos country, we were not bringing him back next year. When we signed him this year, when we re-upped him this year, I had already said that to several people, that this is his last hurrah. We are not bringing him back the following year. So, might as well get something for him. We didn't just get something. We got more than something for him. And he'll always be a Bronco. He'll be a Ring of Famer. He'll be a Hall of Famer. Okay? His biggest moments in his NFL career are always going to be in orange and blue. I mean, he was the highlight reel of Super Bowl 50 and has done many things over his career in the Mile High City. And look forward to him coming back probably after his career is over, unless there's some thing down the road where we bring him back during the very, very twilight of his career for one more season. And if not, look forward to celebrating him when he comes back to Denver for those things I've mentioned. So once again, Von Miller traded to the Los Angeles Rams for a 2022 second round pick and third round pick. We wish Von Miller the best. And I hope, like I said, as long as it's not against the Broncos, if the Rams are in the Super Bowl this year, we'll be rooting them on as Von Miller's on the defensive side of the ball. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz.